the default of Adam and Eve. After more than 100 years of effort on Urantia, Adam was able to see very little progress outside the garden, the world at large did not seem to be improving much. The realization of race betterment appeared to be a long way off, and the situation seemed so desperate as to demand something for relief not embraced in the original plans. At least that is what often passed through Adam's mind, and he so expressed himself many times to Eve. Adam and his mate were loyal, but they were isolated from their kind, and they were sorely distressed by the sorry plight of their world. The Urantia problem. The Adamic mission on experimental, rebellion-seared, and isolated Urantia was a formidable undertaking. And the material son and daughter early became aware of the difficulty and complexity of their planetary assignment. Nevertheless, they courageously set about the task of solving their manifold problems. But when they addressed themselves to the all-important work of eliminating the defectives and degenerates from among the human strains, they were quite dismayed. They could see no way out of the dilemma, and they could not take counsel with their superiors on either Jeruzem or Edentia. Here they were, isolated, and day by day confronted with some new and complicated tangle, some problem that seemed to be unsolvable. Under normal conditions, the first work of a planetary Adam and Eve would be the coordination and blending of the races. But on Urantia such a project seemed just about hopeless, for the races, while biologically fit, had never been purged of their retarded and defective strains. Adam and Eve found themselves on a sphere wholly unprepared for the proclamation of the Brotherhood of Man, a world groping about in abject spiritual darkness and cursed with confusion worse confounded by the miscarriage of the mission of the preceding administration. Mind and morals were at a low level, and instead of beginning the task of effecting religious unity, they must begin all anew the work of converting the inhabitants to the most simple forms of religious belief. Instead of finding one language ready for adoption, they were confronted by the worldwide confusion of hundreds upon hundreds of local dialects. No atom of the planetary service was ever set down on a more difficult world, the obstacles seemed insuperable and the problems beyond creature solution. They were isolated, and the tremendous sense of loneliness which bore down upon them was all the more heightened by the early departure of the Melchizedek receivers. Only indirectly, by means of the angelic orders, could they communicate with any being off the planet. Slowly their courage weakened, their spirits drooped, and sometimes their faith almost faltered. And this is the true picture of the consternation of these two noble souls as they pondered the tasks which confronted them. They were both keenly aware of the enormous undertaking involved in the execution of their planetary assignment. Probably no material sons of Nebadon were ever faced with such a difficult and seemingly hopeless task as confronted Adam and Eve in the sorry plight of Urantia. But they would have sometime met with success had they been more far-seeing and patient. Both of them, especially Eve, were altogether too impatient, they were not willing to settle down to the long, long endurance test. They wanted to see immediate results, and they did. But the results thus secured proved most disastrous both to themselves and to this world.